We would like to congratulate you for being ambulatory, both physically and spiritually, in a time when that is quite challenging. You may notice that there are layers now of energy. You may have sensed it, you may have been paying attention to it intellectually, but there are intellectual negatives that you see on one layer, and you're hearing about them, of course, on the news and in all of the other places. But then that will be followed by other things that are on the other layers of consciousness. Many, many acts of benevolence and loving kindness. Many acts of unselfishness that are being happening always, all over your world. They are not as celebrated, we know, as the negatives, because in the negative area, even there is a positive, because things are falling that should not have been ever at the top to begin with, and now you are seeing the crumble. And when we are looking at this time, and shall we say, when we are looking back at this time, which we believe to be a much more positive way, what in the world will we be thinking? We will be looking back at all that has happened, and that you have an expression we think of sometimes, how the mighty have fallen. There is going to be quite a lot of that, and things uncovered and unturned. That's unpleasant at the time, but it is part of a great cleaning process, which is going to be a great thing for all of us. And can we plan now? No, we cannot plan. What we can do is we can go once again more deeply into ourselves, and we can make the universal connection a very important part of what we do in a day. It is unlike us who have drive to create and the desire to create, not to be able to do that externally. But we want you to understand that when you look back, you will see that all of this time you have been creating internally. And what you have been creating internally is going to serve you in ways that you cannot imagine right now. They will become clear later, but you cannot imagine them in this moment. This is good to know, because when you are sitting in stillness, it does not seem that anything is really happening. Now, what we are seeing in your world is that there are those who are using their forward energy to focus, or perhaps over-focus on something, and you may have done a bit of that yourself, which is all right. But again, remember that the changes that are happening inside of you. You are not being able to control much on the outside, but you are building very beautiful structures inside of you. Now, here is the balance, of course, that we are trying to strike on the middle road. We are hearing every day about the things we should be afraid about. It is virtually impossible to listen to anything without hearing that, the list of things you should be afraid about. And then we, of course, are again seeing the two ends, those who are so afraid they do not move, and those who do not wear the mask, the two ends of the very peculiar spectrum you have now. But in the middle road, this is a great skill, to be able to hear about all the things that are fearful without entering a state of fear. We want to say that to you again, because it is part of the inner power that you are gathering. To hear about fearful things without entering a state of fear yourself, so that you can intelligently interact with your world. But you do not have to do your spirit and your own identity and your own being damage. This is something that we do not, as a rule, get to practice. In other words, what we have been taught to believe is that if we know about the fear and we are responsible, then we should stay in the fear. But that is not a true thing. When you think about how many things are always fearful in the world, even when we are not in this time, and we do not interfere with them, because there is very often distance. If we note this in things that might be happening in another country, that are very fearful. And hopefully we send prayers to the people involved in them, but we do not hold their fear in our center. And now we are learning how to do this in a more close and personal way. Do I know about that? I do. Will I be conscious about it? I will. But am I going to hold myself in a state of fear? I am not. This is the beauty of the power of the spirit. When it aligns with the mind, but does not let the mind tell it how to be. So this power you can take forward with you into anything as you move forward. So we can begin to break the old idea that to be safe means to be fearful. It does not. As a matter of fact, the fear begins to interact with your physical body and your emotional body in a way that is not at all good for you. The state of fear is hard on your entire physique. It is hard on your hormones. It is hard on the different areas of your body, because fear is part of that state of fight or flight. And so to know, but not to enter a state that will actually hurt you, this is a very great thing to be learning. Now, what does it have to do with what comes after this? Probably quite a lot, because what comes after this is unknown. So now we get to practice with that. I live in a time where I cannot predict, where I do not know what the new world will look like. I do not know what influences will be present or not. And I have a choice. I can be afraid about the unknown, or I can do my very best to make peace with the unknown. And that making peace with the unknown is not irresponsible. It simply means you are willing to turn over to the universe that which you cannot control in this moment. And that is what allows you to walk well in the world, to have that separation. That is not irresponsible or hard-hearted or irresponsible. It is not any of those things. It is literally a spiritual discipline. Here is a thing I do not know about, or a thing that is fearful, and here am I, walking along the middle road, knowing that all of this is at work, but not inside of me. So, we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the earth send a cleansing energy up into your body and let it wash away any limitation you might be holding in your root. Feel the cleansing energy rise and wash away the shame or the judgment that might still be caught in the second center. Breathe the energy up and into your solar plexus. And feel the emotions that you do not need to carry forward with you moved out of your body. Feel the cleansing energy come into your heart and water your garden and clear away old pain and frustration. And see the beauty of your own heart, how it grows, how it is fed by the universe, by your love. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy remove any communication from your throat that might be bad for you, that might be limiting for you. And let the voice that speaks to you be the voice of the knowledge of who you really are, the respect for your power, the respect for your love and your ability to create. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And let the cleansing energy wash away doubt. Take away any doubt that you might have about your ability to intuit what is on your path, what you need to know on your path, trust on your path. Now feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into your crown. And as the crown opens, feel a golden ball of light above your head, pouring the golden light of the universe into your body. And feel that golden light open you to new things, to a new world, to the universe creating that world with you. Feel the flow of that golden light into your third eye, waking it up, allowing it to see all that it is able to see that it may never have seen before. Feel the flow of that light into your throat and begin to hear the voice of your spirit, the voice that understands everything about you, with love and respect and support. Feel the flow of the golden light into your heart, filling your heart and allowing it to move and expand. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your solar plexus, where you make a place for the emotions that need to be felt and passed through, for the emotions of joy that need to be savored and held for a while, for the emotions of love that change the energy of your body and your spirit. Feel the golden light flow into the second center and make a place where all things are purified without judgment, without hurt, without shame, simply experienced and released, and that is all. Feel the golden light flow down into your root, and know that this golden light that is making changes in you will be there for you when it is time to make changes in the world you create around you. Let that light spread through your body, warm your body, and move past your field, so that you draw to yourself all that is golden and good, all that is passionate and joyful and peaceful. Move your attention into your heart center. And see that in your heart center, a gift has been left for you. Resting the mind, allow yourself to know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.